the stairs up here, Stuart. Whatever he did, he is going to be breathless, because that was a sensational finish. Graham Tomlinson alongside me, Stuart. He's enjoyed today. Great game of football, but I guess overriding his relief just to get the point at the end.
Yeah, I thought the effort the lads put in against a good Oxford side. You know, they play well at home, move it well. We've had to work really hard against them. But we did that, and we deserve what we got at the end. I don't think there's a doubt about that. But second half, you know, they started 5-10 minutes on top, and then we sort of curtailed it, and they were passing round the back, and we were quite reasonable, comfortably. And I look up, and I thought Killer had done his groin. So Kenny says, "Oh, I'll get Killer off." So I thought he'd gone down for an injury. So I've nipped in for a pee, as you
and
do.
And you missed it.
And I come back out, and Oxford fans are cheering. I thought, what the heck's going on there? So I'll never do that again. I normally do it when we're
feeling. Have you seen the goal?
No, not seen it. No,
yeah, it's deflected. It was a long-range effort. I think he got a nick, and Doyley was wrong footed.
It's
yep.
deflected off net, apparently. Doyley's got it cruising, picking it up, and it's gone the opposite way, so I've been told.
But then, we were seemingly in control. They were always going to ask questions, but we seemed to control large parts of the game, and we were comfortable at 1-0.
Two good footballing sides, weren't they? You know, they've had a... They had the best chances through our mistakes. You know, Reeves gets caught with a back pass, and then Nat with a throw-in. Asked about the penalty, because from where we were, you know, they were quite... But Nat says the boy had overrun it and then put his leg into his, you know, so the referee's done well, apparently, there. But I think the turning point could have been when Amara hits the angle, the bar and the post.
He's unlucky, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a good effort. It's not a criticism of him. Gets it out of his feet. I mean, we had a chance just before that, I think, come to remain, and it bobbled off him. But we've put a lot of pressure on them, you know, and as I say, they're a good side. There's no doubt about that. So come and get another two goals away from home, and but almost feel better now, you know, when you score late on after they score late, than they did Saturday, really, because...
Isn't it a funny game, though, because we went to Walsall, we finished 3-3 there, and we're absolutely gutted. Tonight, we're a bit relieved, you know. It's a funny game, football, isn't it? They're a good side.
They are, yeah. But like I say, that I think they know they've been in a game as well. You know, we've had midfield three when, you know, they play like that, because they've got a good midfield three. You know, they've carved teams up, and they've got good players. But, you know, second half, I don't think Doyle's had very little to do.
Saying that the shape was really good. Second half, first 15-20 minutes, excellent. They weren't getting through at all. Hall was their sort of best player, to be fair, and I thought.
Did you say something at half time? Did you say, because obviously he was the main threat for them?
He has been for them. He's got, I think, four in the last three games, and he cuts in on his left foot. And Tom did reasonably well first half, but he was a danger.
Well, second half,
and they got him. And we asked him to get a little bit tighter. Hamari to, I mean, the boy Messino, playing at right back, who's been a midfielder centre half, he was outstanding, you know. You know, it was just a work ethic tonight, with a lot of quality. You know, there was some good quality, and it's a great goal to finish with. You know, we were here last year in the league when Romain Possible could have had a penalty in almost the same spot, you know, in the last seconds of the game, and for him to head that in, it was like deja vu. But brilliant for the travelling support to pick 4 points up in the two tough away games we've had, and break the hoodoo that we've had down here, because, you know, we've played well and not gone away with anything in the last couple of games. So, you know, please, because the attitude of the lads and the determination, the desire, there's a good spirit in there, naturally. But I would still be saying we've played quite well, even if we hadn't got the equaliser, we've been gutted.
Yep.
But I would say, you know, the work ethic, the togetherness, the play, Maris goes in, it's 2-0, it might be game over, but knowing us, you know, you never know.
Well, obviously, if it took a bit of a gamble, maybe, but you said you were going to try and rest players, and you know, made that decision, pollying out tonight.
Yeah.
But Amari comes in and does that. I mean, that's a goal of the season contender.
Yeah, he's been training absolutely fantastic. So have a few of them. But you've got to remember, the last couple of games we've played with nobody out on the left-hand side. And we've tried to play, you know, Dom and Charlie up together. And because other teams have played wing-backs, our left-back, left-wing-back's gone up like Chicks went up against their right-wing-back. But we knew today the right-back gets forward. We didn't expect it to be Messino, but the right-back gets forward. And we couldn't afford them just to come down, especially against Tom, who's just coming in, you know, on the left. So we needed to give him a bit of protection, but not to play in a negative way, but play the 4-3-3. And we worked on it yesterday with the other lads that weren't in the starting, about going and joining in. And Gilly's gone and joined in a couple of times, and then Amari, it was a terrific goal, and Charles, it's a thankless task against two big, you know, Williamson's experienced defending, the other big boy Nelson's a good defender, but you've got to stop their midfield three, because if you let the boy Payne, I think he's got 8 assists this season already, he's playing as a number 10. I watched the game against Gillingham, Gillingham played 4-4-2, and the boy, number 10, Payne, destroyed them because he got on the ball all the time. Romain looked after him, comes off. Losey and Reeves, they were all about the game. I just thought all over it was a really good effort, and we got us just rewards.
I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, two tough games. You never want to settle for a draw, and we talked a lot about draws last season, but this is probably one, 4 points from two very difficult games, Stuart. You've got to be delighted with that, and delighted with that ethic and, and the way the team have gone about business.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, really good. Really pleased with it. So there's some good stuff as well in there. You know, we, you know, the first half at times we're under the rack, we have to defend, but as I said, you know, earlier, we give you know, a couple of sloppy mistakes, which give them their opportunities. But all in all, really pleased with the attitude and the desire and the commitment of the full squad.
Yeah, it's a great pitch to play your football on, though, isn't it, down there?
Yeah, we went out and it was a bit firm. I thought Blumenex was a bit like the Checker Trade last year when he got called off. It was that firm, but I think everyone knew the rain was coming in, and it made it a nice surface. And you know, but like I said, they're a team. You know, they're a new coach. You can say they play differently from last season. They had two strikers and played 4-4-2. Now they go through.
They're a little bit similar to us, aren't they? And they'd like to play it out from the back and play through teams.
We knew that. And we knew they'd have a little bit of possession at the back. But we'd also have possession and play at our tempo. And when it broke down, Lawsy got beyond. And you know, we got Omari in good positions. And Gilly were getting forward. And Reeves were trying to join in. And Romain, you know, outstanding performance again from the captain. He got a knock early on. He thought he was going to have to come off with 20 minutes to go. But he carried on and, you know, gets a just reward. So yeah, it's certainly makes it a better trip home than it was at the 90 minute mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were just relieved, weren't we? But I think we fully deserved that. So well done tonight, and we take it into Saturday now, don't we?
Yeah, because they sneaked home, didn't they, Rotherham? And
they've got a few, haven't they? We seem to be playing teams who are banging form. Peterborough right up there, then we've got Oxford, and now Rotherham on a roll.
That's it. But they'll know they'll be in a game Saturday, and we'll look forward to that. But the boys need to rest up. They're putting a great shift. And we go again Saturday. Cheers,
okay,
lads.
Well done to Stuart McCall and the team as well, who kept going. Top man, Stuart, as ever.